The train headed for Sunset City will be departing soon.
I can do that over.
That's fine. Perfect. Yeah, we're just going to start all over again, pretend none of that happened. Can they hear you? Can you speak for a second?
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Okay, great. Sorry. Let's start that all over again. Welcome, everybody, to Sunset City, the Sonic podcast for the classic and modern age. With me, as usual, once again, is Garrulous64.
I got a different name this time in my introduction.
And today, for our very special guest, we have Splash Dash.
What's up?
We're definitely going to cut that out when we put the edited podcast version out there.
Okay,
yeah, we're here this time. That's great. Okay, so unfortunately, news-wise, we don't have a lot regarding Sonic, but we do have a bit of a sad one to start today off with. So, Dylan, do you want to kind of lead with that? Because you were the one who told me about this.
Yes. For the first time saying these words on the podcast today. Unfortunately, it was mentioned by official accounts last night, that Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball and a handful of other manga such as Sandland, Dr. Slump, passed away last week. And it's been hitting a lot of people really hard because his work has been so influential and so inspirational to so many people, not just the people who read or watched his content, but to people who would then go on to make their own. There have been a lot of big names, such as I'm actually really embarrassed. I'm just going to say Oda, the creator of One Piece, has spoken about Akira Toriyama. There are a lot of voice actors coming out and talking about things, and everyone is just really shocked, and it's very upsetting. It's really difficult to put into words because I don't know him personally and wouldn't have ever crossed paths, but his work has been very important to me. Like, I have very much enjoyed a lot of the properties he's worked on, especially some of the video games that he had a hand in, such as Chrono Trigger and this small little indie franchise you might have heard of, Dragon Quest. One of the biggest things ever. So honestly, like, wherever you're looking, there are a lot of things that are kind of a result of his influence. And it just feels like there's like a very, very large hole, where he used to be. But we can keep enjoying the things he's made. And I think doing that is fundamental in just keeping that memory alive. He's done a lot, and I just want to say thank you to that, and also hearts go out to family and friends and everyone personally affected. It's been very sad to see everyone's response to it, but
yeah. In like all day over the timeline, a lot of people are mourning him and everything like that. Sadly, I can't say I have any first-hand experience with any of his works. I've never read any of his mangas or really indulged much in anime either, and I kind of regret that I didn't do that in his lifetime. But I know it needs to change. Like, everyone's been telling me, pup, you need to check out Dragon Ball Z. You know, if you like Sonic, you'll like Dragon Ball Z. And obviously, like, the influence of the guy cannot be understated, given, you know, just, well, you can see the inspiration from his works in our own Sonic the Hedgehog, which we talk about all the time, you know? Like, obviously, very big deal, a very big loss to kind of the creative industry, you know? And it's something that, like, Wayne was saying to me yesterday, was it feels like the creative industry has taken, like, so many hits lately. Between, like, this, the layoffs in the AAA gaming industry and just all sorts of stuff. It's all kind of going south. And yeah, this was just a really terrible thing that we didn't need, you know? Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought yeah. You were... yeah, no, I never, like you, I've never really watched or indulged in anything the guy has created, but clearly his work inspired a lot of people, and that's not something to take lightly. And so it's very sad. It makes me more, like you were saying, more like, oh, I wish I could have checked out some of that stuff while he was still with us. But I guess, if anything, though, his legacy will live on for years, decades, centuries to come. You know, he's clearly inspired a lot of people and put a lot of stuff in the world. And I think that will continue to happen, people still being inspired by the stuff he's made and discovering it even after he's gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. No, I think it is fully agree.
Nice how, like, just everyone, though, including, like, even, like, you know, creative industry people have all kind of come together and, you know, said thank you to Akira Toriyama, you know, just... Because, again, like, he's made such waves in just, you know, fiction. It's kind of... It cannot be understated, you know? Like, it's crazy. But that is, you know, in a way, how he's gonna keep on, you know? But also, yes, 68 is no age for a person to die either. And I've heard that he was still working on stuff as well. So, yeah.
The new Dragon Ball series that he was heavily involved in.
He actually worked directly on the anime as well?
I don't know how much... I know he was involved in the anime up to the point where Dragon Ball GT was coming out. That was not anything he was working on. I believe he was helping with the Dragon Ball Super manga, or sorry, the anime.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new thing they just announced, Dragon Ball Daima, was... it's said to be like a... He was returning to form for some things and penning a new story, making new characters, stuff like that.
Hmm.
And they released, I don't know if the Sandland game came out yet, but there's also a movie for that series being released, and it's sort of got the same, like, really nice animation going on that previous Dragon Ball movies had. Like, it's sort of like the Dragon Ball superhero movie, I think.
Yeah,
Sort of like that nice CG.
What would you say is a good place for someone to start on Dragon Ball, Dylan?
The first chapter of the original Dragon Ball, and then just go from there.
Yeah?
I think The original series is fucking awesome. It's so fun, and a lot of people skip right to Z, because that's the one that more people know.
I've often been recommended... I think, is it Dragon Ball Kai? Is that one? I've often been recommended to start with that.
Dragon Ball Z Kai is a... it's like a cut-down version of the original Dragon Ball Z, and it cuts out, like... Like, there's a lot less episodes. It cuts out all the filler and stuff. But the original Dragon Ball anime is very good as well. If you want to watch it. Like, I recommend that to everybody. It's a great place to start.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Like, sadly, that is kind of the bulk of the news that we actually have for this week. We don't have any, like, Sonic news or anything like that. Just that massive downer. And
yeah,
I'm
sorry,
not 100%. percent sure how to even segue into our main topic after that, to be honest. But
balls.
We move. Yeah, we talk about balls with powerful auras. So because we knew we were having you on the show, Splash Dash, something I was thinking about was kind of how you've done, like, videos on things like all the different homing attacks, box arts and stuff. So I was kind of thinking, like, it would be cool if we could have a fairly, like, granular topic within a topic to discuss this week. So I figured we could kind of gather around and discuss the jump balls and boost auras of Sonic throughout kind of the ages, basically. And kind of, you know, what kind of effects we like to see with Sonic and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've got two tier lists ready to go. Before we get into that, though, I forgot to mention, this show, as always, is funded by our Patreon. Unfortunately, we don't have any Patreon questions for you today, but, how have you been, anyways? Because, like, the last time you were on this show was over 100 episodes ago. How have you been, man?
Oh, my God. Really? 100 episodes ago?
Yeah, you were, I think, episode 10, I think, and now we're on episode 130. Oh,
wow. Yeah, what was that, like, 2 years ago?
Must have been 2-3 years.
That's crazy. I'm good. I haven't really been uploading on my Sonic channel very frequently now, but it's just the more projects I kind of bring onto myself, the more the Sonic channel is kind of like pushed to the wayside. But I'm trying to start uploading on it more, so I'm getting back into my Sonic groove. I'm working on a video. Have you seen? Okay, so I made a video about Sonic Superstars like 2 weeks ago.
Yes,
and a lot of people on Twitter got really mad at me for saying
why that I not thought like it was
shit. I think Superstars isn't a bad game, but like for what it is, for $60, and the fact that like the multiplayer is completely broken, but it's advertised.
Like what I've been hearing from everybody, basically, like
that's what I thought too. I thought it. I thought it was going to be the most like lukewarm. Like, of course you would say that if it's possible, but then I saw all these tweets of people being like, skill issue, it doesn't like this level, it's just because it's like
skill issue.
Because
of the final boss, it's actually hard.
Yeah, but now I'm seeing people. It's crazy. I didn't think this day would come. I'm now seeing an influx of people saying that Superstars is better than Mania and that Mania is overrated and not that good. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Mania's great. Am I allowed to curse on here, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no,
of
you're fine.
I was like, yeah, Mania's amazing. Like, what is this revisionist history where it's like this like nothing like
really, it happens no every couple of years, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I'm like
they go like, oh, I love Sonic Forces, it's underrated, and everyone is like, what are you talking about?
It's whatever, yeah, and it's whatever the YouTubers say that they're going to disagree with, isn't it, at the end of the day?
So now I'm like, well, like, I feel like who's going to make a Mania review in like 2024, so I might as well just want to make a video reminding everyone that Mania is like fantastic and that it should not be just because it has reused levels. I don't think makes it a bad game by any means, or makes like certainly not worse than Superstars.
See, I've got quite my stance on Superstars is really weird.
Part of the revisionist movement.
No, shut the fuck up, Dylan. My view on Superstars is a weird one. There's kind of in a vacuum, and then there's kind of like taking into account a lot of the different factors. At the time Superstars came out, I enjoyed it a lot. It was what I'd been kind of wanting for classic Sonic. But it is one of those things where there's a lot wrong with it. A lot of things that like classic Sonic games kind of had ironed out long ago. Like things like just not being able to see threats and hazards that are off screen and stuff like that. Or, you know, poorly telegraphed attacks or traps and that kind of stuff. Like it's something that the classic Sonic games did quite well to avoid. We saw it slip up a bit more in the Dimps games. And it was frustrating to me to see that return in Sonic Superstars. And also, like, back when we had Gilly on the show, he mentioned that the level themes for Sonic Superstars, while they might be kind of original, are still incredibly safe. Like, they're still, you know, just, you can tell which classic Sonic level has inspired pretty much every stage in the game. And it's like, yeah, if you were to make like a Sonic Superstars sequel, you could be like, yeah, this is Casino Plant Zone. And this is, you know, aquatic egg. Or something stupid like that, you know? It's stuff it's already been there, done that for a game that is comprised of classic levels. And it's one where I said in my review of Superstars that I generally prefer it to Mania. Now, I do want to divorce preference from kind of objective quality here. I prefer Superstars on the fundamental basis that it's not about trying to do the old again. It's more about doing a new thing with an old gameplay style. With Mania, I think it's a much better built game. Like, I did a video on, like, Superstars versus Mania, and even though I straight up say I personally revisit Superstars a bit more and do prefer it, Mania came out on top. It's the better game. I think the Mania team did much better with the assignment they had than what the RZest or the fucking Superstars team did with theirs. It's even down to, like, the art styles. I prefer the sort of the clean CGI look of Superstars to a pixel art aesthetic, but I won't deny that the Mania devs did so much more with that pixel art style than what the Superstars devs did with the CGI, where it's all quite simplistic. So that's kind of my two cents. I prefer Superstars, but I think Mania's a much better game.
And that's the thing, I can see completely why. So, like, I don't even think Superstars is that bad, honestly. Like, I played it and I had fun with it and I put it down.
Like,
but
mediocre.
It's one of those games where while I'm playing it, I'm like, whatever. But when I think about it, I'm like, no, fuck that game, really. Like,
I'm kind of similar.
Even like on a on a fundamental level, I'm like, the whole thing is all the adverts are like kids like playing with their friends or like families playing together. And I'm like, the game does not work four player. Like, it just does not work. It's not a fun, like,
yeah,
polished
atrocious
experience.
Yeah, multiplayer so is like, it's so weird as well. DM, like, I can't think of any other industry where it's like you can just release a product that doesn't do what it says. It's like if you had a fucking car and it's advertised as, oh, it's got turbo speed, and then you get it, and turbo speed really just makes a little inflatable clown pop out of the dashboard. Like, you'd want a fucking refund, and you'd probably get one, yeah, too. Whereas
well,
right, with
don't
gaming,
assume that I would not want that. That's
I mean,
cool.
I would want that.
You
that
spring
I, to
that
be
on
honest,
people?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if an inflatable clown could come out of the dashboard and it's not an airbag or anything, it's just a feature, I'd love that. I'd be pleasantly surprised, but it's like you advertised me a turbo mode here. Anyway, back to Superstars. The game is highly promoted as, yeah, a multiplayer experience. As a multiplayer experience, it fucking sucks. But then there's
and
just,
I feel
it's
like so, I feel like so much of the game, though, had like, it's trying to do like a single player experience, but also suit a multiplayer experience. So the single player experience isn't as good as it could be because they're having to like,
yeah,
make the bosses really prolonged, mm-hmm, for multiplayer.
That's,
but when you're playing on your own,
like
it's
a
like
new
boring.
Super Mario Brothers issue, too.
Yeah,
like, if you played like the first one on DS is pretty fun. It's like pretty cool all around. And as soon, yeah, as they started accommodating four people, the levels got so like big and fucking empty and boring. Like, it's an issue, because like also Superstars, I feel, is at the same time it feels like it's better as a single player experience, but I do see the stuff you're talking about as well, where it's like there are clear decisions made to make it more multiplayer friendly, even though the multiplayer hardly works.
That's, yeah, it's like the,
yeah,
bosses,
so it feels it's kind of, it can't decide what it wants to do. Yeah, and that's my issue with it. Not that I think it's like that bad necessarily.
I think even if you do take like the multiplayer thing out of the equation, though, the bosses are quite a big issue in that game for me. Like, it's one of those things where I think the majority of that game is spent fighting the bosses in the long run. Like, they sometimes feel longer than the level itself. And then it's like you've got Trip's campaign, which is not worth the effort, in my opinion, because it's just the normal mode, but with a load of cheaply placed hazards everywhere. And I feel like, for me to say that you've got a big chunk of your game, a whole-ass campaign, for me to be saying it's not worth the hassle is kind of as bad of a criticism as you can get for, like, a big chunk of this game, you know? Like, if it didn't unlock the true final boss ending thing, I don't think I would see it as big of a deal if it was just, like, a little extra optional thing that you can kind of do if you want. Like, it wouldn't bother me, but the fact is, I don't think that final boss is worth the Trip story. And yeah, just the bosses, I find myself playing it on time attack more often than actually replaying the levels normally, simply because you don't have the bosses on time attack. I think with Sonic bosses, like, the problem isn't how long it takes, it's that Sonic bosses work based on how much you can fucking wail on them. You know, even if you look at, like, the Titan boss fights in Frontiers, they're satisfying because you are just wailing on them. And the thing with Superstars is because it's got that recharge time, you can't do that. You never feel like, oh, I'm really getting this guy, you know? It's one of those things where even if they had, like, 100 hit points, if you don't have those constant breaks between getting a chance to attack, it wouldn't be as bad, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And even then, like, you mentioned Trip's campaign, and not to dwell on it too much, because this is the Boost Aura video or podcast, not the Superstars is Shit podcast. But why have? Imagine you're playing New Super Mario Bros. With your family, you have four players, you just beat the game, and then it's like, great, you've unlocked a campaign where you can play as like Blue Toad, and that's it. You know, it's like, why would I want that? Why would I want a campaign in my multiplayer game that only one person can play? Imagine the kids like fighting over that, who gets to play,
yeah,
Trip's campaign because it's single player. Like, why that? It's my thing where it's like, what is the focus here? Why have a single player campaign as the reward for beating this multiplayer like co-op thing?
And then even on
weird,
like the co-op thing, it's broken up by the character acts. And admittedly, only the Amy one is compulsory. But the fact is, you've still got one single player level compulsory in a game that's advertised as being a multiplayer experience. And it's one of those things where I actually really like those character acts as a single player experience thing. It's just that that's that problem, is they hinge so much on this in multiplayer. And what's just hilarious to me is how much of this could have been mitigated if the multiplayer were online. Because then you wouldn't have to worry about screen real estate.
That's my thing, is that it was the same thing when, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, Team Sonic Racing, where you can always tell when they ask Izuka about, like, these clear, like, flaws that the game has on a fundamental level, but he has to, like, talk about it like a feature. So when Superstars was coming out and they kept asking, like, is this game going to have online, he'd always say, you know, we just really wanted to focus on, like, everyone getting together on the couch like old times and just hanging out with each other. It's like, no, you couldn't put it in the game. Stop trying to act like it's a feature.
It's stupid because it does have online. You just, like, there's no, like, multiplayer story online. It's just a battle mode.
And that battle mode is, oh, bless its heart. It's just, it's Diet Fool Guys, effectively, isn't it? Also, don't worry about getting stuck on the Superstars topic, because this show is fueled by tangents. If we just stuck to main topic, every episode would be, like, 20 minutes. So it's like, stay for the tangents.
Yeah.
But
you
like,
say whatever you need to say. You can just get it all out, you know?
I don't think... You haven't done a video on Sonic Dream Team yet, have you, Mark?
No, I don't think I really want to. I played it and I liked it. And every now and then when I'm really bored, I boot it up because I'm one of those fucking people who pays for Apple Arcade, even before Dream Team came out.
Really?
I bought it when I was really, really bored a year and a half ago on a road trip so I could play Nickelodeon Tennis just because they put Timmy in it. So I was like, oh, I want to see this. And I forgot to cancel the subscription for a year. So Dream Team, I think Dream Team is fun.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, seriously. I think Dream Team is a fun game. It's really short and it's not the most engaging, which is why I don't really care that they're not going to port it to like Steam or anything, because that would just highlight how much of like a mobile game it really is. But I thought it was fun for what it was. It's one of the better 3D Sonic games, unfortunately.
I kind of said it's kind of as close to perfect as I think a 3D Sonic game has kind of gotten, in that it knows exactly what it wants to be and it does everything that it does well and doesn't have a massive like glaring issue to it. Like, don't get me wrong, I prefer Sonic Frontiers, like, and I'm kind of glad I do given how much I fucking paid for that compared to this, but like Frontiers, as much fun as I have with it, has these very, very, very glaring presentational issues. Whereas Dream Team, I feel like it just does a really nice job at absolutely everything it sets out to do.
Yeah, Dream Team has its, like, expectations low, or, like, its ambitions low, but it, like, achieves those greatly, whereas Frontiers has super high, like, ambitions and sometimes just, like, fumbles the bag at it.
I feel like Dream Team would make an excellent blueprint for, like, the cyberspace kind of component, though, for, like, Sonic games going forward. You know, if...
Yeah.
If they're still doing that, I would love...
That team to work on those. That'd
yeah, I'd be more than happy for that team, like, especially, like, the level designers on that team to jump in and make, you know, more levels like that, because I love that very open sort of style to those levels. I think the closest thing I could kind of compare it to would be kind of Sonic Adventure 1, maybe?
Yeah, in some ways. Yeah, definitely. They're
not open,
to it, like the adventure levels.
Yeah. It's funny, also, when I like, think about, like, what I want them to do with, like, the open zone thing going forward, the more I think about it, the more it just ends up being, just make big versions of the adventure fields from Sonic Adventure 1, you know? A big station square, give me that. With a train station.
Yeah, the train station's gotta be there. How else will you get to the other stages?
Well, that's what I like. I love that little immersive bit. You don't just go to a menu and select the other place you wanna go. You get on a train. That's awesome.
They should actually take inspiration from Sonic Speed Simulator on Roblox for the next Sonic game and have it be to where you have to like run through a mini level to get between worlds.
I like that idea.
That's
as
a great
well.
Idea. That's a fantastic idea.
I actually really love
that's
the
like
idea
world building.
That like these, I feel like these like sort of open zone things. I'm really hoping they're going to go forward with this open zone thing. I think they are, but like. I like the idea that around these islands, you've got more than just one NPC per island or location, but I like the idea that you could even expand upon this by having, like, Tails in, like, one corner of the location with the tornado, and you can go up to him and he'll be like, hey, do you want to take part in a tornado defense thing to get this collectible? And it's like, yeah, sure thing, completely optional. you fly up into the sky and do like a little Ikaruga mini game thing as the tornado, you get a reward, and that can kind of take the place of like the big fishing mini game or whatever. Like, there's so many. The sky is the limit with the open zone format, I think.
For sure. It is the perfect way they can integrate all these different, like, gameplay styles.
Definitely. I'm very excited about what's next. I just hope the presentation's going to be better.
For sure.
All right. Shall we get on to this tier list then?
Yeah. Do you want to stream it on Discord so we can see the tier list?
I will
do,
yeah. That way you can see it in real time. Which one do we want to do first? Do we want to do boost auras or jump balls? One of them is shorter than the other.
Guest's choice?
Let's start with the jump balls.
Okay.
I know they're both terribly interesting. they're the most amazing thing we could probably touch on today.
The thing is, though, I feel like you can actually mine a surprising amount of conversation out of this. And we'll see if I'm right. But I've put together this little jump ball tier list. I haven't included a lot of balls here. But that's because every Sonic game has a jump ball. And I don't want to do every single Sonic game. So I've kind of kept it a little mainline, you know? The fun part is going to be us having to kind of agree on where to put each of these balls. But yeah, can you boys see my screen okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Do we want to give...
Charles Jampson, Pup's blue ball list.
Okay, so first of all, we've got... I've kind of, like, just put the Sonic 1 here, just as our classic Sonic rep, because, like, they're all pretty much the same from there. What do we think of this? Like, how is that for a jump ball, you know? What does it do for you?
I think it's pretty good. I think... I always liked the Sonic jump balls that kind of give you a glimpse of him actually curled up, which, to get to it later, I don't like the modern ones very much just because he turns into like an orb. I always liked the ones where you
exactly
can
what I was saying curled. Earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Because my tastes slightly differ.
We're on the same team.
Like, I'm not big into, like, the energy ball thing, but I like a nice ball Sonic, you know, where you can't really see Sonic in the ball, he just is a ball, you know? Nice stylized thing.
So I think if he's a ball, he's gotta look like the movie one, because the movie one at least has, like, a reason to look like a ball. Like they made him look like a creature still.
Like an actual hedgehog that is, like, curled up so you can't see, like, their face or whatever.
Yeah, hiding his vital organs.
So the general consensus is we do like the classic Sonic jump ball.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's like a case of perfect on the first try.
Do we love it?
I think it could be improved.
Love's a strong word.
Yeah. I think I would put it in A. I'd put it in B personally, but I mean, Dylan, what do you think?
I would give it an A. Because I feel like there are some that are like F tier, you know, so this is definitely like an A.
It's the one that started it all. Okay, so next up, we have the jump ball from Sonic Adventure 1, where what we basically have here is a ball with two Sonics printed on either side, which was a clever way of going about it. And I really like this jump ball. What do you guys think?
I think it's great. I love the Sonic Adventure 1 jump ball. I really like the texture they use. I love that it's like... he's kind of blurry, which adds to like the motion of it, motion blur on him. I think that looks great. I love that they really elongate his like if you look at the classic jump ball and look at that, the texture is basically the same, just like a modern like the shoes are like stretched out a lot. Yeah, I think like they did an excellent job at translating that to 3D. That's the way you make one where it's like an orb where he's a perfect circle, but it still looks like cool.
They could have sold these as well.
I love the idea that they, like, the texture does not stay on there all of the time. It, like, flashes when he's rolling and jumping.
Which is kind of a good match for the classic.
It shows, like, speed almost. Like, it shows, like, he's going so fast, sometimes you just don't even see it. And goddamn, it's an S tier for me.
S tier for you?
I'm
playing favorites.
You know what? I'm with you guys. I'm going to say S tier. Alrighty. Okay, so, next up,
this is going well.
The Sonic Adventure 2 jump ball. where
this jump ball fucking sucks.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
They all suck except for the other two up there. They're all bad.
I mean, okay, Dylan, what do you think of the Sonic Adventure 2 jump ball?
I actually like this one. It's not that bad.
I feel like seeing it in motion does more for me, because you see him kind of lean into that jump. He goes from a leap to kind of flipping over, which I do like.
I do like seeing him actually rotating. Like, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, like, I think that you lose a little bit of the charm when it's like the 06 or the Adventure 2 one, because it's kind of like, I don't know, like they go too far in the other direction. Like now it's too realistic.
The Adventure 2 one is at least still a ball that I can't...
Realistic in air quotes, of course.
Yeah, but
I don't like how slow the animation is for it. I don't feel like he rotates like fast enough for it to feel like he's... Like that would be have the power to like bust a robot by jumping into it, you know? That's
it's
my
kinda...
main issue.
It's kind of more realistic, though. But at the same time, do you want realistic from Sonic?
No.
Not when he's jumping into a ball, at least. I think it can go in the opposite direction. I think later on with Lost World and stuff, we're going to see, I think it gets too cartoony. But I think, Adventure 2 is the opposite for me, where it's too realistic. But it's not bad. Like, I definitely wouldn't say it's bad, and I can see why people like it. I just wish him rotating around was faster.
If you asked
the
me,
I actually does the same thing, just better.
If you asked me, I'd put it in A. But like, what do you guys think?
You can put it in A. I personally disagree, but I can accept it.
What would you say would be a good letter, Mark?
I will be more than happy with B.
B. B. All
right.
Next up, we have Heroes, which kind of does a very similar thing to Adventure 2, but with this little translucent ball around it. I think I can probably guess what you think of this, Mark.
See, I could say that it is like the best jump ball ever in Sonic history, but I'm going to go and say no, it's not. It's actually not very good. He also doesn't like rotate very fast. I think, if anything, this jump ball is too wide. If you look at it, it's not really, maybe that's just your screenshot, but it never really feels like a perfect circle. It's kind of like wider than it is tall.
Like,
and I think that
doesn't fit Sonic either. It's not very like snuggly on him. Like, if the idea is like he's meant to curl into a ball, it's really more just he's curling up and the ball is just a secondary thing.
Yeah, and I think that was intentional, because with controlling three characters, Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles appear like way smaller on the screen in Heroes, so I think that was a way to make it be like, oh, well, you have this like bigger hitbox, though, so you can jump on robots and shit. But I don't think visually it looks very good.
So what are we thinking?
Plus, jumping into robots in that game just doesn't feel good at all, either. It's like slapping against flypaper.
I'm going against my instinct, but I might have to say it's a C tier.
What are you thinking, Dylan?
Yeah, I'd say C. I'd even go D, really.
Really?
I think we need more than just D. I think we need, like, an F as well.
We haven't even put anything in D yet, let alone having an F. But
I know, but I'm feeling negative today.
Okay, if you say so. F. It feels weird to have an F without an E, though, doesn't it? Like,
okay, you make an E tier. That's fine. I know what you mean, though, because a lot of tier lists do just skip E, and it's like, what did E do?
It's so weird, isn't it? Alright, so you'd put it in... which tier would you put the Heroes thing
in? I wouldn't call it an F, personally, but...
I wouldn't say F. Yeah, no.
I think
I'd
now that we've
like...
got E and F, I think D feels right.
Okay.
I think it's all about like the shape, like you were saying. Like, it doesn't fit around him properly, like the Generations one.
Yeah, it's not snug, it's you know?
Gross.
So if you want to say E, I'd even be fine with that.
E, E is, I think, acceptable, because it's making me more frustrated the more I look at it.
Yeah.
I still, I don't know, all right, fine. All right.
Get it off the screen, I hate it!
I yield. No, but this next one's worse, in my opinion. This is the 06 one, which isn't even a ball. He turns into a cylinder.
Yeah.
Because it's I do so appreciate lanky. That it doesn't, it at least doesn't lie to me like the Heroes one does. Like, the only real difference in this and the Heroes one is just that he doesn't have this ball around him. And I appreciate that they're not lying now, but at the same time, it ain't right, you know? Like,
But do you remember in 06 when you do the like homing attack, he gets like this weird aura that's like constantly spinning around him, and it's like
that's
white for some reason.
Is it exactly yeah. the same I said earlier?
But the thing when you do the bounce bracelet thing as well, that is a bit more like what I think it should be.
So weird.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Got, like,
the
weird purple energy,
it.
You know, but he's never had that before.
It's just they don't explain what it is. So I think 06 is the worst, honestly. I think
are we going to say F for
06? I would put it like E, but above Heroes.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, I still think it gets the point across, and he jumps, like, when he spins, it's like, okay, he's spinning in the air, I like it. Like, it's some good somersaults there.
That's fair. Okay, I will say, whenever it's more realistic, and Sonic is actually, like, spinning in the air, and it's fast enough, it does make him feel more like a cool action hero who's, like, doing all these cool tricks and shit. And flipping through the air, whereas like
when you
the Lost
like
World
that.
Jump all, so I think okay, yeah, I'll put it. I would put Heroes under it. I can accept that.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Next up, I've just kind of bundled Unleashed and Generations together for this one, but yeah, we have the jump ball from those games, which personally I think from a logical standpoint. It's probably one of the better ones, because that is kind of... It manages to be a ball, but it's also kind of how it would look, if you get me. At the same time, I don't love the way it looks.
I actually really like the way it looks.
Yeah, but when it's standing still like that, it looks kind of weird, but in motion, I think that's one of the best ones we've got, because coming up, we have things like Colors and Forces... Frontiers. And I really don't like how they... Like, how much they glow? Because it's like, what the fuck, has he got batteries now?
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna get very interesting.
The Generations one still has, like, that lighter color, you know, around it to, like, imply that he's spinning really fast.
Yeah,
but
I always
these other
the
ones just go
part.
Way overboard.
Yeah, I always pictured the lighter part was, like, his spikes, you know? Like, that's the part that does the
fast,
damage.
But... Yeah, yeah, because it's moving so quick, it's obviously a more faded color, I guess.
I like that one. I'd even
I
like put
that
in,
like,
high B, or, like, low A.
I was probably going to say high B.
Okay, sure.
But, I mean, what would you say, Mark?
I would have said low A. I would put it above the Adventure 2 jump, but I would put it maybe... I would even put it above Sonic 1, maybe, just because it looks cooler, but I can understand if... low A is more than fine.
I think I'd put it above the Sonic... I think I'd put it above Sonic 1 too, though.
Really? Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All shall right. we? Shall we go there?
No, I mean, it's got, like, a good presence to it, and technically, like, the classic sprites, you know, they leave, like, a little bit to be desired compared to the newer ones, but, like, they're still good. Like, you ever play, like, a ROM hack or something that has, like the upgraded rotation sprites? Like, when you have that, they look great. Like, the classic jump balls.
I mean,
balls.
I maybe should have included the Mania jump ball, because that is basically just the classic one, but with extra frames, and it looks really nice.
I mean, same deal. It's all good.
It's what it is. So, okay, this is going to get interesting here, but the next one is the Colors jump ball.
This one's fine. Like, it's not the worst in the world. I don't like that he glows, but also I like how kind of tight it is, you know? Like, a lot of these jump balls kind of give Sonic an aura around him, but I like that this one is just, like, a normal, like, regular ball that has, like, a texture on it to simulate the spikes.
Dylan, what do you think of the colors?
I don't
one?
Mind that one, but it's not my favorite.
Again,
it's, like, the glowing. And also, I don't know if that's specifically Colors Ultimate or not, but, like, it makes me
that's
think
just regular colors.
Awful that game looks.
Ultimate forgot to put the little shine at the top of it, so there's just regular colors.
Okay.
I love this jump ball. It just looks pretty, in my opinion. It's so shiny.
I'd put it, like, C. I think it could be like a first C.
I would legitimately, if it were up to me and me alone, it would go at the absolute top S tier right now. But I will settle for low B. You guys want C, I want, like, high S. I feel like the compromise would be low B.
No, low B works.
Sure.
Okay.
That's a fair compromise.
I would say it's better than Adventure 2, honestly.
I would say so too.
Yeah, I think it looks better a little bit. Yeah.
All right, Above Adventure 2.
The next one is an F, or if you could put it lower.
I'd put this one in fucking S tier. It's simple and I like it.
That looks like they forgot to animate it.
Yeah, I can't tell if I like or hate the Lost World one, because technically I think it looks good. It looks great for what it is. It matches the style of the game, and I love the squash and stretch when he jumps, how bouncy he is, but at the same time, does that fit Sonic? Should he be like bouncing around like a Mickey Mouse character? Like
I don't think it fits the modern Sonic design very well.
No.
I think of that about a lot of Lost World's aesthetic, is like, you put classic Sonic there, he'd look much more at home. But like, the modern Sonic doesn't belong there, and I think the modern Sonic doesn't really fit this jump ball. But I must admit, I love the less is more approach. And kind of
how it
represents.
Yeah, I like it in theory, but in execution, I'm like, just doesn't work for me. Doesn't do anything.
Okay. So, I mean, would we say it's like the extreme end of like what, you know, 06 and Heroes were kind of doing? Like,
I'd do low E.
Yeah.
You'd do low
E? You know what? I think I'd put it above the Heroes one, maybe.
You'd put it below 06's one, too?
I would put it maybe... I could see it in D, but if we want to put it below 06, I'm also fine with it.
I would definitely put it above...
I think you're right about the squash and stretch. That does look pretty good in movement, but like...
Yeah.
It just feels like he does a spin dash, and I just feel like I'm a ball on the ground. I don't feel like Sonic, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Mark,
side note,
I love
those like marble games, if you've ever played those. Like Marble Blast.
Like Marble Blast. I played Marble Blast Gold when I was a kid.
That one's good. Yeah, that was
a
pretty
good
fun.
Game. Yeah. So what were you guys saying? So Dylan, you'd put it below 06. Mark, where did you say you'd put it?
I'm fine with it being below 06, but I would personally put it in D if it were up to me.
I can go above 06. We can compromise.
I personally would put it in S, but I'm willing to compromise and put it in D.
Okay.
It feels so weird. Okay, I wanted to put it in S, but I'll compromise.
I like
it. It is.
When we talked about this topic, like I started thinking about like, oh, what are the various Sonic jump balls? And like, I'm driving around, you know, going about my daily routine or whatever, and I'm thinking about like Sonic jump balls. And I was just talking to Pup before this, and I was like, I don't feel like a normal person. Because think about Sonic jump balls, and I can pick up every single one in my head. Like it's no problem, but I can't fucking do, like, simple math. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I hate the Lost World one, and the Colors one, oh, it's kind of glowy, but it's... And then I was like, why can I remember this so well?
It sounds like you got a case of the autism, my boy.
I am just a big fan. I'm a big fan of Sonic.
So, next up, we've got Movie Sonic's little jump ball. I actually used the practical prop here. And it is kind of just this adorable ball of spikes, and I really do like it a lot. I would dare say it would be even cooler if it were even smoother, but what are we thinking, boys?
I like it a lot. I think it looks great. I love that... it's sitting next to the Frontiers one right now, and they both do a similar thing where they try to have that like buzzsaw look with all the spikes, but Frontiers has it as like a flat like PNG on him, whereas this actually makes it like models it. Yeah, and so I think that my only issue with the jump ball in the movie is that it doesn't fit Sonic's design because of how lanky he is, but on its own, like ignoring that, I think it looks great. It's perfect.
Like, I mean,
jump ball makes it seem like he'd be like 2 inches tall.
I suppose if we got we'd probably have to factor in that whenever we see this in the movies as well, it's surrounded by, like, electric shit. And personally, I don't love it when Sonic is covered in electric shit. So I don't know if we got to factor that into where we're putting this. Like, as it is right now, I love that. But, like, when it's covered in electricity and stuff, I don't love it as much.
Something worth considering, though, is that I think there are, like, our brief moments in the movie where it isn't. I can remember the scene specifically in Sonic Movie 1 where he is attacking the, what was it, like, the Eggman tank, and so he rolls out of it in the ball and then uncurls.
Is
it
he not still
any...
covered in electricity in there, though? Or is it, like, glowing?
I'll send it to you right now. I'll put it in... Where should I put it? In the back rooms?
Sure, yeah. The only thing I could think of is there's the bit where he's in the attic.
When he curls up and tries to hide.
Yeah, that's not so much a jump though, so much as it is.
This thing in this scene, he's like rolling out of it. Yeah, that's the only thing.
It's more or less the same thing there. He looks oddly wide in that one image you sent.
Yeah, that's because they actually had to animate him like uncurling.
He's thick and he's plumping. So, okay, I mean, I do like this jump ball. Where would we put it?
I would put it in A, personally.
I think
I was going to say, taking into account what we've been saying, like, I like it a lot. I think I would put it in S, but I think, like, high A would be really good for that
one. I'm fine with S as well.
I'm fine with S.
Okay.
Are we putting it above or below Adventure 1?
Oh, that's
I would say below.
Below. I like a lot.
Yeah, I like an Adventure 1 though that you can see his shoes. That's like the only thing that edges it for me.
Yeah,
like, it just looks more colorful.
That would be so cool.
They could have sold these as like beach balls as well. Like, they
dude,
missed a trick.
I was saying, when the first movie came out, a pillow of that like prop would be so cool.
Yeah, or like even when like Adventure 1 came out though, just like literally print a little Sonic on the side of a beach ball. Like,
that would be cool.
I feel like
that makes so much
sense.
Seen
a ball like that.
Actually, if
you ever see there's like the little like circular Sonic, like I don't know what it's called. It's like I think it was a little rubber ball.
Oh, isn't it like a little stress like ball Sonic thing? And he's like curled up into a ball. Yeah, I think I've seen that.
I think so. I can't remember off the top of my head, but like there was one that was like a plastic ball I had. It might have been like a Wendy's toy or something. Oh, I think. Hold on.
Have you put it in Black Room?
this does not look as good as I remember it, but it is funny.
So wait, is this old? Oh, they do a similar thing to that now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
It's like a stressed... lamp, I think. It's a lamp. They do a lamp.
A lamp?
Yeah, they do a little lamp of him curled up
glows?
In the ball.
I hate glows, dude.
It's a lamp. Calm down.
like in Frontiers.
It's just like, they released a Sonic lamp, but what does this mean for the future of the franchise? So, okay, yeah, we're finally...
Fit into the canon?
We're here at the Sonic Frontiers jump ball, which is also, it does double up as the Forces one. However, there's a slight difference in Forces in that it's got a bit more of a squash and stretch to when you do the double jump, whereas it doesn't have that in Frontiers.
In Frontiers, they get rid of that in exchange for having an animation of Sonic actually, like, it's similar to Adventure 2 where he curls up into it when he jumps.
Yeah. Which I also do like. I would call this very middle of the road.
I think it's shit.
Interesting.
That looks gross. That's disgusting.
You don't like it?
Oh, God. I like the idea behind the... Like, obviously, you have that awful-looking, like, flat PNG of the buzzsaw, like, over top that you can't even see in this image because it's flat. But I like the rest of it. I don't know how I would describe it. The little, like, rings going around him. Like, I think that looks cool, but, like, that's it.
I was looking at what Bad Nick Mechanic posted in the back rooms.
Oh.
He just deleted it. Oh, he's gonna make me look crazy. Put it back, Dave. But, like, it was like I looked at that, and I took one look, and I was like, oh. The Frontiers one... It's not bad, but again, it's like, I think, like, the flat 2D buzzsaw thing just doesn't do it for me. I think it looks bad.
Okay, nope. I think then a fair place where I would put this, given that the Lost World one is in D, I'd probably put it low D, that taken into account. But if you were to ask me in a vacuum, I'd probably put it low B.
I would put it in F, personally.
Really? Worse than 06?
Yeah, 06 looks cool. That's, like, I can at least give it that. Like, I like that I'm seeing him jump at the very least. But in a game, like, overall, I actually have an issue with Frontiers, like, its lack of animation in general, that, there's no, like, none of the moves feel homogenized. They all feel so disconnected, and the jump ball only adds to that, where it feels like it's not like I'm jumping as Sonic, it feels like I'm just turning into a ball. Like,
I think Frontiers is... animation can be like epitomized by the Final Horizon character interactions where they just stand there not even moving their mouths but they like tilt their head a little bit.
Yeah,
I'd actually like to shout out on the topic of Frontiers and animation specifically. If anyone, I can post this guy for you guys because you know you can see it immediately. But there is a mod in production by, I'm not sure what they go by, but they're Mellow, I believe, and it is a reanimated mod
that
a whole lot more style and flair to a lot of the animations, and I've been obsessed with how it looks because I think it makes Frontiers look so cool.
I know that one of
my if you want to check that out on Game Banana or something. Just Sonic Frontiers reanimated, I believe.
One of my moots on Twitter goes by Mimi, I think, put out a video that was like a direct comparison of like Unleashed to Frontiers' animations, and Kishimoto did actually respond to this saying, I get it, I see it, like, next game we'll make it a priority to fix up these animations. Given that pretty much everything he said would be in Update 3 was there, that does make me quite hopeful that maybe next one we'll get animations that are at least kind of on par with Unleashed. I think we can go above and beyond Unleashed these days, but like...
For sure, yes. Unleashed is what, like 15 years old?
Yeah, I will be so impressed. I mean, I shouldn't be, but I will be so impressed if Sega can figure out how to get Sonic's mouth to move from left to right without it snapping. I mean, Hardlight did it in Dream Team.
Dream Team did it, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, saying that there, now I bought Unleashed just made me realize that in a couple of years, Unleashed will be 20 years old, which is pretty wild to think about.
Stop. Stop it.
It's been 20 years since the last good Sonic game. As some people would say.
Wait, hang on. Where do you stand on Unleashed, Merg?
I think Unleashed is a great experience, but as a Sonic game, like, I obviously, the comparison always is like Unleashed versus Generations, where like I always believe that Generations is the better game, but Unleashed is the better experience, where it doesn't have the most amazing gameplay ever, and like the pacing is kind of poor, but the story and the visuals and the graphics all like really elevate it, you know, like it's greater than the sum of its parts, you know, like when looked at it as a whole.
Completely fair take.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like, I don't like the game very much. I love the day sections, but as I'm sure plenty of people say, I do can't enjoy the Werehog. It's not for me. And it feels like that takes up, like, 70% of the game.
To me,
you know, like, it's a very uneven split.
To me, what puts Unleashed higher up than Generations, even like, it's one of those things where in my videos where I've talked about it, I've said, like, I think Generations does boost gameplay better. It's a better paced overall gameplay experience. But I think what puts Unleashed above Generations for me is the fact that we actually kind of, you kind of build a relationship with the world around you. Like, the places you're running through actually kind of matter because you've got those hub worlds where you can just explore them and you can just meet the residents and, like, it's so silly, but just knowing what these people eat on a day-to-day basis just does so much for the game, in my opinion.
Forcing Sonic to eat 90 chili dogs to level up.
Well, yeah, there's that, but it's like, you know, you could go to, like, I don't know, like, Holoska and see they sell salmon or some shit, and then you feed it to Chip, and Chip's like, this is fucking disgusting. And, like, when I'm running through Holoska, I'm just like, yeah, he fucking hates that salmon, doesn't he? You know, like... That just goes a long way for me. It's like an immersive element, you know? It's world-building.
No, Sonic World Adventure has good world-building. That's good.
It's one of those things where it's like, if you took Generations and had it so that each of those little places had their own little hub world, and, like, Green Hill had, like, a little store that sells, like, Green Hill-specific goodies, that would tip it over, I think. And also, if it had a good story and, you know, a cool opening cutscene, that would also go a long way. But, okay, this fucking Frontiers jump ball, then. All right, so Mark fucking hates it. You fucking... You're not fond of it, are you, Dylan?
It's fine. I feel like C-tier would be really good. Like, I think that's, like, a... Funny enough, there's nothing there yet, but I feel like it would be perfect for C-tier.
Okay, sure. So you want C-tier, Mark wants F-tier. I don't fucking know... Because fucking, I think the Lost World one is better, so I inherently would put it below Lost World, even though I personally think B or C is more or less deserved. So we kind of got to find a middle ground.
What if you moved Lost World to C and put Frontiers in D?
How would we feel about that, gang?
I feel okay about that. That makes me, like, I'll sleep well at night tonight knowing that.
In the grand calculus of this whole thing, that feels right to me. Well, there we go.
Here we go.
We got ourselves a Sonic Jump Bull tier list.
Yeah, it's a little guy standing there. Look, see?
I took a lot from this. Dylan, do you have a PowerPoint for us this week?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Piece of shit. All right, then. Well, we'll move on to Boost Auras next.
My pay's going to get docked.
So for Boost Auras, we've actually got quite a bit more here.
Thank God. Yeah, there's way more than I thought.
Yeah, I hauled ass on this one.
God, so many of them are so similar, though.
Now, I was very enthusiastic about the Boost Auras, because I've got thoughts when it comes to Boost Auras. And I mean, look, less Sonic games have a boost in the balls. You know, if I had all the balls, then, like, this would be a fucking very long tier list, and you have so many matches. Whereas this is more interesting to me. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know.
I think we're going to be saying a lot of the same stuff over and over for each.
I don't know, though, because we got quite a diversity here. Like, this is not like this, you know? Like,
I guess right off the bat, I think Rush, both of those Rush ones are like super S tier, like S plus. Those look fucking awesome.
What say you, Mark?
I agree.
Both
I think look great.
I think this one looks like a fucking Christmas tree. And this
also
one,
the first boost.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give it. I like how it explodes from this bigger fucking boost here, like an actual Sonic Boom.
Yeah.
That's really cool, and I do like how stylized
it makes me feel
like
I'm running.
Okay, so just straight off the bat, S tier for the Rush boost.
For sure.
Yeah.
Then we got Blaze's boost.
Blaze's there too.
I feel like a fire should be brighter than that, though.
I'll excuse it because it's on the DS screen. You know, like, they can't go as crazy as they might have wanted to.
So are you both just in agreement, S tier for the... I want to put the Blaze one in, like, A.
I would personally put it in A as well. That's don't fun. Like how much bigger it is.
Democracy won the day.
It's interesting to me that they're not the same. Like because of the fact that, like... they're kind of, like, dimensional counterparts, right? Like, that's what people say. They're pretty much... just alternate dimensions versions of the same character. I'm surprised they didn't just give her, like, a purple regular boost. So that's why I like it, because it's, like, unique.
I guess they did at least do something interesting with it. So the next
one... I'm fine with it.
The next one we got is Unleashed. And the boost is different in terms of its appearance.
It is.
It's wider, for definite. It's a little less bright. It's more kind of like speed lines going on screen. I think there's a little white circle that pops out of it as well, which I like.
I like the idea more of, instead of Sonic using like a bunch of energy for boosting, I kind of like the idea of it being just him like kind of locking in and going faster, and so the boost is more of like the wind like coming off him.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of like he's like breaking the speed barrier, I guess.
So I do like that about the Unleashed one on the Wii, but at the same time, it doesn't look like, it just looks kind of dinky, you know? It doesn't look that special or that cool.
It seems like they wanted to do more with it. Like, it's almost missing some stuff. Like because if you look at the HD one, it seems like they have the lines there as well. They're just, like, a lot more focused right behind, like, the initial... I don't know what else to call it.
This one is... It feels more like he's breaking an atmospheric barrier, though, because it looks like there's like a wall of air in front of him that he's just tearing through, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas the other one's kind of hugging him. I prefer the Unleashed boost effect to the HD one. I don't know if that's a hot take, but I prefer the visual effect of Unleashed here.
Really? I actually don't agree with that.
Just for the basis that I kind of laid out in that, it looks like there's this wall of atmosphere that he's just bursting through.
No, I see
it is
what you're
cool.
saying. It's just, I think the other one looks better. I think the...
I like the
less is more for that as well, though. I appreciate it for what it is.
So, okay, so where would we put Unleashed's boost in this tier list then? Like, maybe B or something?
I'd give it a B, yeah.
I think it would be a solid, like, mid-tier, basically.
Okay, all right. So this is interesting. Like, okay, the boost is what got me back into Sonic when I was younger, and I do love that function. I'm not actually fond of the way it looks in those seminal 3D boost games. I think it's just a bit much.
I know what you're saying when you say it's a bit much, but I like it. I think it looks really cool. It's harder to kind of... I'm not as big a fan of the idea of it being some kind of like energy that he's using. Whereas, like you were saying, the Wii one kind of having that idea of him breaking through like
he's just
the sign barrier is cool, but it just looks cool in the HD version and Generations. That's what puts it above it for me. It looks better.
So okay, personally, I'd probably put it low B, but I'm guessing you guys want to put it maybe A or high B, or
I would put it in A.
I would put it in A, I think, and I'm fine with like high B or low A. Yeah.
Yeah.
High B or low A then? Oh, okay. This is.
I mean, also this is different because I mean it's weird that we have a Shadow boost and a Blaze boost on here, and then no other character. Well, actually, there's a Knuckles.
We have a Knuckles.
Well, I think, right?
We have a Knuckles boost.
It's hard because like I like that Generations and Unleashed boost like a lot, but I can't compare it to the Blaze one because it's different, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. I would probably say I like it better than the Blaze boost. I'll put it high B. I guess that feels like a good compromise. So next up, we have the colors boost, and obviously this picture's not really doing it much justice. This boost was clearly intended to have been seen from the side, more so than as a 3D element, because as a 3D element it looks a little strange, whereas from the side you get like the spikies coming out of like Sonic's feet, and of course it does change colors, cycling through all the colors of the rainbow. As a 2D effect, I actually like it a lot more than the other boosts on this list, but it's hampered by the fact that a small chunk of Sonic Colors is a 3D game, and it doesn't look very good in 3D, especially when jumping as well. So it's a struggle for me, because on one hand, in 2D, I like it better than any of these boosts here, but it's not very versatile.
Yeah. I do like the idea of having a boost that instead of obscuring Sonic in some way, it shows instead how fast he's
like
moving by, how he like reacts to the grind. Yeah, and I think more Sonic games should have that. Like I wouldn't have even minded it in Frontiers. Maybe I think that game should have had way more stuff of Sonic being reactive to like the stuff around him.
Environments,
but And I like it for a game called Sonic Colors. It works well in context with the, like the colors look great, but it just doesn't look that cool or fast. It doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make him look like he's going very fast to me. That's my only issue with it.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same camp. Basically, I think you're right, Pup. I think it looks really good in 2D, and in some instances, like I think on rails, it looks really nice because it's like. Like, I don't know how he's doing it, but he's just, like, flying forward on these rails, you know?
Yeah, or if you're like, looking at him from, like, behind.
It is a little
weird,
especially from, like, the back. Like, it looks very strange.
I think from the front it looks
weird. But it also seems like he's, like, displacing air around his legs when he's running, which I thought was cool. And it's also unintrusive.
This would also look really cool on... If he ran on water, this would also look really cool.
That would be a good idea,
yeah. Sure.
I feel like whenever he runs on, like, rough terrains, it would be so cool if, like, the boost effect kind of changed to this or something. That would be, like, sick.
Yeah, we can just text Kishimoto and let him know.
Yeah. Hey, Kish, you got a budget now, right? Like, can we have that?
Even on a first name basis. Just Kish.
The good Kish.
I'd probably put that below Unleashed.
Below Unleashed?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in D. I'd put it like low B or high third C.
I think low B is fair. Any other thoughts, Mark? Low B fair?
No, I agree with that completely.
Okay. So next up, we have Sonic Dash. So we're getting a bit granular
here.
It's
like the same one as, what do you call it?
Unleashed. HD. Yeah. I mean, it kind of is, but at the same time, it's a little more subtle.
Yeah, it's like a little more transparent. Does it change color with each character in Dash?
Yes. In fact, the whole aura kind of changes as well. If you're using one of the more recent characters that's been added, like, I don't know, like Sir Percival or whatever, they have a big streak behind them as well when they run, which is really cool.
Yeah, I think the new characters are using the biases of whoever's like added to Forge's Speed Battle, which has that like slightly different style for the dash. Forge's Speed Battle has boosts that are much more similar to the boost in Forces, where you have that like streak behind you. But I prefer this one honestly than the one with the streak.
I do like that. It is very similar, but it is like more subtle. I like that. I put it above Unleashed.
I'm still having a hard time because it does look more subtle than Unleashed, but it also kind of looks more shitty, and that makes a lot of sense because it's a mobile game and all, but like...
I'm going to turn the game on right now and see what I feel about it.
I could maybe even see it being under Colors.
I guess, fair enough. Execution is everything. So, Dilnor, you think a high B and Mark low B?
But I'm okay with low B.
Yeah, I think low B.
I think low B will help me sleep at night. All right, next up, we've got Sonic Boom Shattered Crystal, where he's kind of doing a best of all worlds here thing, really, like in that he's got this big streak behind him, like in Forces, but then he's kicking up all this dust and shit, like in Colors, which I think is kind of cool.
I think it looks great. Yeah. I love the I love that the streak also has the red at the bottom too. Like,
yeah,
that was really good.
Yeah, I didn't even think
good
of that.
Attention to detail. And I bet it looked really good on the 3DS itself, like with the 3D feature on.
Can vouch it did look pretty cool. I dare say I would put this at the top right now. Like,
yeah, I would maybe agree.
I think it reminds me a bit of the other ones, but like. Like, it makes it, like, it feels like he's going really fast, you know, like, without having, like, all the shit in front of him, like, all that weird energy.
Yeah. Would we go so far as to put it above Rush?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna say no personally, just because I like how cool Rush's is, and I think that Sonic Boom effect really adds a lot. But I'm fine with putting it above Rush, though, but I personally would put it under.
I think I'm with you on that. I think Rush just has such a good visual identity to it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, if this boost in Rush rocked up in like a game like Frontiers, it would look stupid. But in Rush's own art style and everything, it looks amazing. So I'm still a bit more of a less is more kind of guy, so I would have put it above. But like, I think Democracy's won the day on this one. And then we have Sonic Dash 2, Sonic Boom, which, what the fuck even is this? This is just a big red ball around him. Red, blue, I don't even know what fucking color it is.
I love the game. The game is great, but I think that looks like shit.
Sonic Dash 2, Sonic Boom's gameplay is actually so good, but, like, what is that boost?
I like how he's stepping out of it, like, he's, like, outrunning it, like, they couldn't program it to, like, fit around.
That's actually such a cool idea, though. He's outrunning his own aura.
That's actually kind of badass, you're right.
Yeah, that's...
But it looks like shit, so...
S?
S.
I guess...
because of what it represents.
Do we want to add an E and an F to this as well, or...?
Yes, I think we should.
Might as well, yeah. I think that could be bottom of the tier list so far. I don't know if I'd put it in...
I wouldn't say F. Ones. I think I'd say E is actually quite fair.
I think E would work, because I think, like, the worst one I'm already looking at. But, yeah, we'll get there.
E?
Yeah, it's a really mediocre one.
I don't love the fire and ice boost effects as much as...
Oh, fire and ice, okay.
Yeah, so we got the fire one and the ice one. The ice one actually doubles up perfectly fine as a regular boost, but the fire one, like, it's situational. It works for what it is, but I don't love it.
I agree.
I think this is going to sound a little weird and hypocritical, but I think the fire one and the ice one, but the ice one especially, because it looks like a more normal boost, it looks really awkward because, like, the glow is not... Like, in this picture specifically, that glow does not, like, encompass him in a, like, a normal shape.
It looks kind of like an image pasted behind him.
Yeah, behind him, yeah.
Also,
I think that looks really awkward from this angle.
The light emission from the orange boost effect kind of gives Sonic a bit of a green look to him, which I don't like. So
yeah, I think, like, I like that game, but
I love the game.
The boost stars are very weak.
Yeah, I think Fire and Ice is a fantastic game, but, like, if we're just talking about these as just boost auras, then, like, I'd probably say... For this flame one, maybe D tier? I don't know. It's not as pathetic as the Sonic Boom 2. Sonic Dash, fuck, boom, whatever. It's not as pathetic as that, but it is a bit crap, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd put the fire one above boom too, but the I'm so torn on the ice one because I really like the blue trail there, and it's reminded me of the one we just put in S tier. But
I wouldn't say it's anywhere near as good as.
So bad.
Yeah, like the thing with the like you've got the red, you've got him kicking up bits of dust in the Shattered Crystal one, whereas in the fire and ice one we don't have any of that. Like, so I'd still definitely put it quite a ways below. Okay, so. I think flame one, shall we put it in like D or maybe E?
I would say D for the fire one. I think that one looks pretty good.
Any objections,
or,
like, Mark?
Better than the other one.
No, yeah, I honestly think so lowly of them that anywhere on the bottom half I'm fine with. I don't like all the bottom ones, like boom dash two and the both fire and ice ones, I think just both look so bad that it's like any of them interchangeable, just all terrible.
I'd probably put the ice boost in C myself. What about you, Dylan?
That's fine. I would either do above the fire boost in D or it can be C. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do high D. Next up, we got the forces Sonic boost. Kind of a hot take. I do actually like this quite a bit. It's more cartoony. It's like a more cartoony version of. The
reminds
Unleashed.
Reminds me of the Rush one a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like a meeting halfway of those two. And I do like this big air distortion thing that comes off it when you first activate it. Like these big air rings here, you can see. Okay. I also quite like the
I would like that if it didn't happen every time. Because when you're playing forces and you keep mashing the button, it keeps happening and it looks fucking terrible.
The other thing...
fucking sending disruptions through the world.
The other thing I'd say is Sonic doesn't feel fast enough while boosting to warrant all this. Like, with...
I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like the effect they have where the white streaks come on and that, like, kind of Sonic Boom effect is there to, like, make up for the fact that he's so fucking slow.
It's one of those things where even just reduce... pulling out the field of vision a little bit could go a long way in, like, making him feel faster. But... Yeah, it's like those white lines are doing so much legwork to try and tell you, look how fast he is. When it's the thing is, I like this animation quite a bit. I like how cartoony these streaks look. They kind of look like stars, which I quite like. And I like the big blue line that he leaves behind him. At the same time, it doesn't match the gameplay very well. So... While I like the way it looks better than the Unleashed HD one... I think the Unleashed HD one is much more believable.
I think a C. Believable.
I also personally think the effect itself looks like a fruit juice commercial, you know? It just looks... you know what it looks like to me? It looks like when in Sonic Lost World, when you push the fruit into the blenders and it shoots out like the juice that you have to ride in. It looks like that to me.
Yeah. All right. I see what you mean.
I can't. That side of thing, yeah, I gotta be consistent.
Juice
here.
Boost.
So juice boost. Are we okay with like C or any other
yeah,
ideas?
Yeah,
I think C is a good place for you.
Does Shadow go in the same one? Because it's the exact same thing, just colored orange.
I feel like it makes more sense for Shadow though, like because he's like got loads of like energy and shit that Sonic doesn't. So like any kind of boost for Shadow is immediately more justified.
Can I throw out like a? I know we're not talking much about the animation of the character, it's more so the boost aura, but I fucking hate it when they just make people, like, float like that, or, like think about, like, Smash Brothers. Like, you know how so many of the characters just, like, you go to run, like, and they just do, like, a little floating animation across the ground, like, Sora and Cloud, and, like, a lot of people who naturally just walk, usually, but they just make them float. That's just a huge pet peeve for me, like, it makes sense for a character like Silver, because he's not as fast in the other games, and like you might think, okay, he's using his little powers and shit to go a little faster, But Shadow, unless they explicitly show it being the jet boots pushing him forward, I think him floating along the ground just sucks ass.
Yeah, there really is no reason away. For it.
This brings me back to kind of an issue with the Supersonic of old, I guess. The pre-Frontiers Supersonic, or pre-Final Boss Supersonic. Is, if you're going to show the character levitate, let me fly as them. Like, let me go higher, you know? Like, but Shadow can't do that, yeah. So I kind of...
Also,
I kind
Shadow,
of...
we're losing out on the skating. You know, like, that just... That's, oh, like, yeah. One of his like... best features.
And you could still have him just skate at a usual kind of speed while still going that fast and having that aura emanating off of him. It doesn't have to, like, start moving his legs ridiculously fast, because that would look stupid.
Yeah. That's what a lot of mods do. They have him still skate, and it looks awesome. Looks great. But the aura itself is fine. I think it's the same as the Sonic one, basically.
Would we put it above the Sonic Forces Sonic one?
I would put it under personal. Well, see, I'm letting my bias of the animation itself come in. No, even then, I think it looks worse. I think it's worse than the Sonic
it's,
one, personally.
Like,
I wish it was red.
It captures the eye more. You know,
I wish
like,
it was red,
it
though.
It could have been like red, I think. That would make sense.
I also just think it obscures Shadow too much. Like, you can barely see him there. Hmm.
You're right. You're completely right. Now that you mention it, yeah.
You barely see his lack of animation.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah, I'd say under Forces. I'd even do D, honestly. Like, high D.
Yeah, for sure.
High D. Come on, there you go. You know what? Maybe even below...
High D, my favorite fruit juice.
Would we put the ice boost above this?
I wouldn't personally.
Okay. Alright. Okay, so this one here, the Frontiers basic boost, I'd fucking put that top. Absolute top. Tippy top. Because there's no fucking aura on it. You just see the occasional bit of wind go off of him. I love that. I am, like, such a less is more kind of guy when it comes to Sonic boost effects. That, like, I remember the first time I saw that little gameplay reveal and saw he was boosting but without that, I was like, oh, wow! Cool, okay. And I think it also makes sense for the gameplay mechanic because this boost is non-destructive. Like, so yeah. It's kind of a good way of telling the player you are not protected by a big bubble of blue energy, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, if they had given him the big bubble and it still didn't hurt enemies, I think that would be really weird. Yeah. As it is, like, the way it is now, I think that it's fine, and I think it's really hard to say... Like, oh, I put that in C tier, because there's nothing there. You know?
Like, yeah, that's why I'd put it in S.
See, I can see both those perspectives, where I'm kind of like in the middle, where I can completely... I like the idea of him not having an aura, and instead having a wind effect to show how fast he's running without having some like weird superpower thing attached to it. But I also think that the animation itself for the Frontiers run is just kind of shit. Like, he just kind of goes into a static pose, and... I'm fine with either. I'll let you guys like decide among this one because I could completely go either way.
So I'm
a fan of having an aura, but also I do like the approach they did. But that being said, I did use a mod in Frontiers to add an aura back to the game. So like, I guess it's not my favorite idea.
But boosting Sonic also in Frontiers is not fast enough to justify an aura, in my opinion. They've slowed him down quite a bit in that game, which I'm okay with. I think it was for the best, but, like, you can't justify an aura when he's running at that speed. I don't know.
I'm not a scientist, pup.
You don't have to be. I mean, it's like the fucking Forces one. I see this aura around him. I'm like, you're not going fast enough for that, you know?
I'm fine putting it in S.
I'd put it in S.
Maybe A. IA.
I would put it above the Rush one, personally, but... I feel like the Rush one and that are two opposing ends of the same thing, in that, like, this Rush one here, you've got this big burst of wind, you've got another burst, you've got a streak, you've got these. Like, it's so very aggressive, whereas this is the least aggressive boost we've ever fucking seen.
He's just running around, having a good time.
Would we say it's maybe just fair to put it below the Rush one, maybe?
Yeah.
My heart would want to put it above, but, like...
I don't think they should get to go above the Rush one just for not really doing anything. That's
yeah,
you know.
But that's what I like about it. Like, it
I know it's tough because it's a preference thing. You know, because it's not like a
You're
bad
right.
visual
yeah.
either way. So now it's like, okay. That's why it's tough to class some of these, because it's like, some of them are like, oh, that looks bad.
You know, well, how do you guys feel then about it going above the Shattered Crystal one?
I honestly like that more, the Shattered Crystal.
I like that more, too.
You like Shattered Crystal? Okay, all right. Democracy's won the day.
I think it's got style, you know?
Kind of reminds me of Pepsi as well.
Dude, I love that it's a blue line with a little bit of red at the bottom, and I'm like, yeah, that's an S tier. That's
and he's kicking up little bits of dust as well.
Yeah.
So next up, we have the Super Boost from Frontiers, which was clearly movie-inspired.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I like the electricity thing, but the effect itself like looks nice. You know, it's not that intrusive. It's fine.
Whenever I got the Super Boost, I would go and get myself hurt so I could go back to having the regular boost. I love the Sonic movies. Don't get me wrong, and I think it works for movie Sonic, but I feel like electricity and super speed always being associated with each other is such a dull idea now, you know? And Sonic he's the wind, you know? Like,
they're trying to change that. Like with the movies and stuff, they're like, now he's the electrical outlet.
But something I just think is really cool is, like, you know, you see Sonic and Surge fighting in like issue 50 and stuff, and Surge has all this electricity propelling her everywhere, and Sonic has all this wind propelling him everywhere, and I just think that looks really cool. If you make Sonic electrical too, it's kind of, he's another electricity speedster, you know, he's another Flash. I don't know, like, I think for what it's trying to do, it's fine, but I don't love Sonic being represented by electricity. At least for games.
I have to really take it or leave it. I don't have any preference.
Yeah.
What did you say, Mark?
I think it should be like B or C. It's just like fine. It's whatever. I would put it maybe low C.
Low C? I think lower low than Forces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rocket Boost.
what is that? I don't even know what that is.
Did you not play any of the cyberspace stages in Update 3?
Final Horizon?
I think I missed a lot of them, because I know I played like one or two of them. I didn't realize they were like a full set, and I didn't know they were all different.
No, you get like...
I know, I'm sorry.
And yeah, two of them, you've got these little green...
A rocket?
Yeah, you get green canisters that give you this thing called Rocket Boost, which is faster, it's uncontrolled, so you can't, like, take your finger off of the and then it stops. Like, it goes for as long as it does, and it's also got offensive capabilities,
too. I wish I knew what he was saying.
Oh, is that happening for you, too?
That was happening to me, too. Okay, I just heard a syllable every so often.
This whole podcast happened, like, my internet's really fucking up today.
Do you want me to try it again?
No, this just happens sometimes.
Am I still bad?
I think the other day we actually lost the stream went offline for a few minutes.
Damn. I'm still bad, aren't I?
Some internet issues.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
is this
I'm
better?
At the stream now, and they can still hear us. Weirdly, he's still talking too. They can hear us on the stream, and I can hear him talking on the stream. But
interesting.
That's so weird.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh, all right. There we go. Discord was just having a little moment.
All right, let me try that again. So, there are two cyberspace
stages.
I'm
glad it wasn't just me. I always like hear that stuff where it's like,
two cyberspace stages where there are these little green canisters around that give you a rocket boost. It's a faster boost. It's a boost that is not controlled by the player. Like, you could turn it and stuff, but he's just going to boost once he gets one of those canisters. And
it's like an auto run.
It's like an auto run, and it also has offensive capabilities, so you can run into like a motorbug and it will smash when you hit it. So it's a cool feature.
I can't tell what the effect is. Is it like, it's like an...
It's just fire.
Orange energy wave? Or is it... Oh, it's fire.
Yeah, it's fire. He's on fire.
I mean, in this picture, it looks awful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't think it looks that cool. I don't even think it counts as a boost aura for Sonic since it's a power-up. I think it looks like shit. There's kind of it looks like they just kind of recolored the Forces boost, but it's somehow
that's
worse.
Like low. It's like bottom.
I would put it
like E minus.
I would put it above the Fire and Ice Sonic boost, the Fire and Ice Fire boost.
Yeah? I don't know. I feel like the Fire and Ice one does a better job at like visualizing what's happening. Like, I think obviously if I was playing it, it'd be different. I think, but like. in
I feel like if you were to see the full picture, maybe that would help.
Let me look at it. Hold on. I'll find a video. This is important. I need to know.
Should we just, like...
Rocket boost. Let's see. Oh, it's in the Honeycomb Highway stage.
It's...
It oh, you know what? I really... didn't play this level. Okay, I forgot about this.
It leaves a really long trail.
Yeah, I don't think it looks very good, honestly. I think it looks weird. Like, it looks like a thing they've just, like... Yeah, no, that's bad. I don't like that.
Alright. So, low D, E, F, like, what do we want?
I'm thinking F, maybe.
If it is.
I think, because, I mean, you see the Sonic Dash 2 one from the back most of the time.
It's not as pathetic as the Dash 2 one.
Yeah, it's not as pathetic, but I feel like this like fire boost doesn't look good at all with him. Like, it doesn't mesh well. And then, like, the fact that the background is all, like, the same color as the boost. Like, ugh. Like, I'm gonna throw up. That's awful. Gross.
So Knuckles has a power-up where he gets, like, a secondary boost, which causes him to turn into a drill.
Drill boost.
Yeah, the drill boost. F, I would say, for this. Fucking
yeah,
F.
I like the idea, but yeah, in execution it doesn't look gross. So does the Amy, like, where she's, like, riding on her hammer, does that count as a boost?
I don't count that because in-universe that's, like, a vehicle.
Okay, sure.
And it doesn't, like, control the same as a boost
Knuckles
either.
Is a transformer now, he turns into a drill.
I wish they gave us, like, a toggle for those super boost abilities as well, because it sucks when I just want to run around as Tails and then suddenly I get the tornado.
Yeah, for sure.
I just didn't unlock that ability. I decided not to.
The thing is, it's good to, but, like, you don't want it all the time, you know? Like...
Mm.
I would say this one would look better, if the animation or the model of his, like, drill thing was better, but it just doesn't make sense. Why is he drilling, like, through the air? How is he propelling himself? It's dumb.
Yeah, if it was, like, a borrowing thing, then maybe, but, like... Yeah.
I like that, like, ring of fire behind him. That's kind of cool, but that it looks really out of place, too, like, with the rest of the boost cloud.
So are we gonna say F?
Yeah. I'd say that's worse than the rocket.
I'd say so, too.
Yeah. I'd say that's probably the worst one we got.
Yeah, it's terrible. And then we got the Dream Team.
I was talking about earlier when I said I was looking at the worst one. This one, I don't really understand the color choice. Like, I guess because it's, like, dreamy and, like, the color palette of the game kind of, like, leans more towards...
Yeah, I mean,
that more
it's...
purple, dreamlike feel.
It's meant to be, like, a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, isn't it? Because, like, they all have this boost.
Yeah. It's not, like, that bad, and I like that you can still see the character models, because I do think they look really good and they animate nicely. But I miss, like, the specific color boosts for all of them.
Yeah, I think this is meant to be kind of like them using the, like, the dream, like, orb
dream
power, because don't you pick up a... you pick up, like, little electricity things for the
Yeah, you get the dream orbs, and, like, the energy in them is these colors.
Yeah, which I think, like, it's neat to have a boost that is meant to tie into the game's, like, story in some way, but, yeah, just in general, like, it's a little big.
It's I would say, I don't think it's bad. Like, I would probably put it again, like, somewhere low middle.
Yeah, I'd maybe just put it, like, high C.
I see.
Yeah, I think I do like it a little more than the Forces one, honestly, because it feels, for what Dream Teams is, like, it feels like you're going fast, and the effect makes me feel like I'm going fast. It's a good one.
I think I prefer the Forces effect to this, but I think I am outruled on that one.
I'm fine putting it mid-C.
Yeah, me too.
That's fine with me.
Middle-C?
Yeah, like, I'm fine putting it before Forces.
Well, there we have it.
We did it.
That's the booster is done.
Now
we nailed it, boys.
Those ones in the F tier. What were you thinking?
Yeah, they are quite bad. I think the rocket boost thing does still work for what it's trying to do, but, like, as a booster, it's just fuck ugly. E is just bless your heart. Like...
It looks like a high school first game project, like, boost.
Yeah, it's one where I feel sympathy for him while I'm making fun of it, you know?
He's got, like, a GoFundMe. My boost is all fucked up. I need your help.
It looks more like a shield, right? Like,
it looks like it wouldn't protect him from anything. Which it doesn't, actually, in the game.
Because it's
well,
kicking
actually,
out of
it. No, it doesn't. When you boost, it does actually break everything.
His foot is vulnerable.
His foot, he stubs his toe. I can't believe we got this much time out of this. That lasted a lot more than I thought it was going to.
Well, see, I told you, you can actually have some very interesting conversations about this, because it's all video game presentation at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes these more granular discussions can be just kind of fun, you know? Like, we could do one for, like, boost gauges in the future.
Boost gauges. Just no boost gauge. I don't want to see it.
I'll tell you what, the worst fucking boost gauge for me is the Frontiers one, just because it's fucking in the middle of the screen.
I hate that. I use a mod loader code to turn that off. Just get it off screen.
So overtly, like, also just ripping off Breath of the Wild's stenema.
But when I first saw it, I thought, huh, is the person playing this on a PC and it's got something like loading in the background or something? Like, I thought it was the fucking Windows 10 loading wheel. Like, yeah, it looks really, really
bad.
It's
my little mouse cursor. It says boost next to it because I got the better GPU.
The unleashed heads-up display is the most hilariously 2008 thing I've ever seen in my life. It's all brushed metal, and in the boost energy thing, it's got, like, the italics writing and that sort of calculatory font. Like,
yeah.
I love it when they tell you how fast you're going specifically, because they just put arbitrary numbers in there to describe it. It's like, I'm not going 500 miles an hour right now. Like,
I still
don't know that.
I found it quite funny how, like, Frontiers has that speedometer thing on the right, like, how it, you know, ticks over. And I remember for the longest time, I'd go up to Nick and be like, see, it does have momentum. Look at it build up.
it is so just a visual thing. Like, it's coded to go up like that when you hold
I mean, I set my acceleration to bottom anyway, so that he does have a gradual increase in speed, just because I prefer it that way. But, like, what about you boys? What are, like, your setups for, like, Sonic's controls in Frontiers?
Sorry, what was it about his controls? You cut out again.
Oh, for fuck. Let me check the Discord. Am I still good?
You're back now. You're fine.
Okay, good. What are your control setups like in Frontiers?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. It's been so long since I set them.
Damn. I try to kind of strive for a kind of momentum-y Sonic in that, like, I keep the starting speeds low, the top speeds high, low acceleration, low deacceleration. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you off the top of my head.
Well, damn.
I just playing the game, it's fun.
Alright, we'll move over to the Super Chats then, which I have to copy and paste into the thing because I haven't been very attentive today. So,
yeah, it's alright.
Let me do
You made that. All the tier lists, we appreciate that.
The tier list ends up being more fun than I expected, which I'm pleased about.
It was fun. I like it because of how, like, we could boil so many of those down to just personal preference. But there was, like, a good amount of discussion about, like, specific things, and I wasn't expecting to, like, me specifically, I was not expecting to have so many specific points that I was thinking about when it comes to this. Like, I was just gonna be like, oh yeah, he jumped good there.
In summation, what do you look for from a jump ball? Like, what do you want a jump ball to look like in Sonic?
What was in S tier? I like it when it looks like the Sonic Adventure one.
Yeah, I like it when you can see Sonic, but it also, like, retains the, like, the ball kind of look to it, but also, it should look fast. It should look like he's actually, like spinning around, like, super fast, not like Adventure 2 or like, Lost World, where you can't even, like, in Adventure 2, he's so slow, and then Lost World, or, like, Frontiers or Forces, you can't even really tell, like, what is going on in that ball, you know? So that's all I really want.
He could be doing anything in there.
Yeah, he could be playing chess.
Eating a big sandwich.
Oh, dude, he stores the ham sandwich on his person. He's able to... Can you imagine eating while rolling in a ball like that? Oh.
You wouldn't vomit. That's not how it works.
Do you think he gets sick ever? Or do you think he's just used to it now?
That would be something for, like, a Sonic prequel game, right? Like...
That's
having, like, getting to grips
gotta, like,
with his powers. show him doing a spin dash for the first time and vomiting everywhere.
It's like Sonic in the MCU. They're like, hey, yeah, look at him, he's learning his shit. Like, even you have to learn
it doesn't
movie,
even have to be like actual vomit. It could be like rings. He vomits up rings the first time.
He would be dissected in like 4 seconds after that.
Damn. And okay, so all right, I've got all the super chats copied down now, I think. Oh, we got one more.
Okay.
One more in the time it took me to do that. Okay, so we'll do it table order. So that's Dylan reads one, I read one, then Mark. So we'll do it that way. Okay, so yeah, whichever super chat has a burger underneath it, that's the one we read. So Dylan,
okay. Burger.
All
right. First one from Sonic Fan 1661, $2. Pup's dementia so bad he forgot there's a stream.
I hate that this has become a recurring joke now.
I don't even remember. Maybe I have it, because I don't remember why it started. Like, what was the specific trigger for that?
I think I forgot something really stupid on the show.
You forget, like, you forget something one time, and now you have dementia.
Yeah, apparently that's the case. It's literal. And it's not even just like, oh, he's got short-term memory loss or anything. No, it's fucking dementia, of all things.
It jumped right to the dementia, yeah.
Fuck me. Thank you for the $2. Burger. So we got Mr. SP here with $3.08. Hey, Splash Dash, weird question. How is LS Mark?
I don't know.
we've done such a shitty job of maintaining that illusion this episode.
Mark is doing pretty good. He's uploading a video tomorrow, so stay tuned.
Ooh,
hell yeah. Can we get a little preview on what it's about?
It's about AI entrepreneurs.
Ooh, okay.
AI entrepreneurs.
Like people who are trying to use AI to start up small businesses where it's like, oh, come, like I have an Etsy store where I will like draw your pet for you and like send you a poster of it or like a framed like thing of it. And then they just put it into AI and then like shit it out.
Have you at any point mentioned Rufus? Lame.
Who's Rufus?
So Rufus, and he just goes by Rufus. I can't think of any other name for him. But he's a guy on Twitter who's trying to start up this AI cinematic universe and trying to prove that AI is like the future of cinema. And he's got these little shorts called The Scarlet Scourge, which feature a character called Princess Jane. And they just consist of her standing in front of a background, arms by the side, going, hello, I am Princess Jane, and today I am going to perform for you a magic trick.
I did see that. I remember that. Yeah, everyone was talking about that for a while.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Like, I wait for those fucking things to come out, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck yeah, Princess Jane.
I didn't know he still made them.
Oh, he still makes them. My favorite ones are when he's like, you know, we're going to expand on the lore a little bit and show like a villain. It's just a guy on a horseback. Horse isn't even moving or anything. And he's just like, the Scarlet Scourge is going down. But like, they recite the story. They don't actually do anything. And obviously the story is made up as it goes. But it proves to me that even if like AI was this future of cinema thing, you still need storytellers and actual artists. Because what we've got with Rufus is a guy who is an alien from another planet who's never seen a human movie before in his fucking life trying to make the AI cinematic universe, and it's come out so hilariously bad that I'm a fucking fan of it now. I want a Princess Jane t-shirt. Fuck it, you know?
Alright. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that. That's interesting. Alright, so does that mean next?
Next up is Mark with Captain Cold Cuts. Burger.
Oh, sorry.
Captain, where is this?
There's a burger beneath it. It's in the Super Chat mailbag.
Dude, I just highlighted it on my screen, like you could see it. That's awesome.
Oh, okay. Hey, Split. Wait, didn't I just read that? Oh, sorry. It's the
next
first.
One.
You guys think Shadow Gens will have DLC/updates? No, I don't think so.
The thing is basically a DLC.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's already going to be. Like, and in an ideal world, they would be releasing this with like Lost World Forces and Frontiers levels already like built in. But I don't see them doing DLC.
Not until like the next like mainline thing, I guess.
For sure.
Later, when they do Silver and Shadow and Sonic Generations, like 10 years from now,
it took us
the DLC.
It took us 13 years to get a Sonic Generations DLC.
What do you mean? You could play the pinball thing in Sonic Generations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a good point. That was amazing.
Didn't they also do they added Sonic 1, like the classic, to the game? Can't you play that in like the Xbox version or something?
Yeah, but that wasn't a DLC. That was just in it.
Yeah, you buy it in the shop, I think, that they have in the game.
Was that just in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Okay.
Free game.
Not wrong. I'm a bad gamer. Alright, let's see. Mr. Terry Chaos, €2. We've got Sonic 2... Okay, I see what you're saying. Sonic 2 Mecha Sonic Sawblade Ball is S tier. That's actually a good point. That one
I was
going
to mention,
cool.
Like, that jump ball would fit perfectly for, like, a USA classic Sonic.
That's like, have you ever seen that canceled the Sonic Sat AM prototype game?
I have.
He, like, does that, basically.
Yeah, because that was the thing, is in, like, Sat AM and shit, like, he didn't jump into a ball. He turned into, like, a buzzsaw.
Yeah, he'd do the buzzsaw. Yeah.
Much more violent.
That was cool. Yeah, you could slice Robotnik right in half, like a deli counter sandwich.
I know why he didn't. Why do you think he's missing an arm? Burger. Sonic fans,
that's a good point.
1661 sends $2. To be fair, liking Sonic is a prerequisite for autism. Well, that's going to get clipped out of context, isn't it?
Burger. Thanks for that one, Sonic fan.
All right, Mark, you're up.
We're on Sonic Fan 16619.
No, it's the one with the bug beneath it. Yeah.
Sorry, there's two Sonic Fan 1661 chats in here, so I was like,
yeah,
looking around like,
he's very generous.
Pup likes Auras and
twins.
Hasn't watched Dragon Ball Z.
I know. There's a lot of things where it would make so much sense for me to tune into Dragon Ball Z. I haven't gotten around to it yet. I procrastinate a lot when it comes to trying anything new, and I have ADHD, I guess. I don't know. but yeah, I will at some point, Terry. I promise. I think I'm going to start off with Dragon Ball Z Kai, just to, you know, as I've heard, that's a good entry point. Borker.
All right, another one from Sonic Fan 1661, $2. Wouldn't be a Sunset City episode without bugs.
Now we need like a bug background. We need like little cockroaches or something.
Oh, that would make people want to come to the show.
It's fucking hell, Dylan.
That runs across
word
the screen
that differently.
Swap. Okay, I worded it fine. It's just
that
you.
Would make That's people want to come to the show.
That's, but I didn't segment my words.
It was
like
the
that.
Way you said "come," dude. There was such a "you" in there. That was not a C-O-M-E. That was a C-U-M.
I don't know. I think out loud they're the same exact pronunciation.
They're not. There's like, hey, Santa Claus is coming.
They're,
you know, like
it,
Santa Claus is coming.
Called?
There's also Santa Claus is coming. You know, like there's like, you know.
I didn't say it like that though.
You were like, people will come to this podcast.
Literally replay the scene. Replay it.
I'm not replaying it. I can't fucking replay it.
Instant replay, please.
Mark, do you have any opinions on this? Did you hear him say come?
I did not personally. I don't know. I think you're kind of gaslighting.
No. No. Yeah, no!
He kind of pops entire identity. He just gaslights.
No, I don't.
You do it like every time I talk to you, dude.
Shut up, Dylan. You cheated on your girlfriend.
He's doing it again. Look at him.
Burger.
I didn't do that.
Okay, so Twilord sends €5. Help, I've been roboticized and I still didn't get the job with the Eggman Empire. Did you try sending in an updated resume? That might do it. And, Mark, we got one more here.
This is Twilord who says, would you rather Shadow Unleashed, Shadow Colors, or for Shadow 3 to be the second and Knuckles game? S3 and Ketu, all starring my beloved dad, Doom.
Would I rather Shadow Unleash Shadow Colors or Shadow 3 for the second Shadow and Nook? That's actually a good question, though.
Shadow 3, probably.
I'm gonna say Shadow
I'd
Unleashed.
I'd like something new.
Actually, no, Shadow 3,
like,
yeah.
Shadow Unleashed. I would like a new Shadow game, but a Shadow Unleashed showing what he was doing while the world was, like, fucked, makes a lot of sense.
Just thinking about when he's going to jump into the core of the Earth.
He's going to go fist fight Perfect, whatever his name is, Perfect Dark Gaia again.
He could do it without going super.
Probably, but you know, he doesn't have the emeralds or anything, so that could be a problem.
Doesn't need them. Alright, well.
Depends, I guess.
The episode is over. And now...
Alright.
Uh-oh, skeleton time. So, Mark, what are you getting up to, man?
Right now I am working on a video about Sonic Mania for Splash Dash. And I got a video coming out tomorrow. Also working on a big video for my main channel that will come out in a couple weeks. And, that's about it. Whatever. I got my own podcast called Meeting Halfway on podcast listening sites and YouTube, so go check that out, I guess. And
hell yeah.
That's about it.
What about this animated pilot? Because I remember last time you were on here, you mentioned that you were working on, like, a pilot.
Oh yeah, it's almost done. It's like four scenes from, like, adding the lighting to being done, and then so I'm hoping around summertime this year.
Well, hell yeah.
It's really exciting.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've seen, like, the little bits of the animation.
It's super cool.
It looks so good so far. Like,
thanks.
Dylan, what are you up to?
Well, before that, I also wanted to say, I know you did like, the... You watched every episode of... Did you do the Family Guy one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, I wanted to say, stuff like that is, like, so impressive to me. Because there's no way I could ever sit down and watch that much shit and then, like, have a coherent thought about it.
Thanks.
So,
yeah,
hats off to that. Like, that's insane.
Thanks.
Let's see. I released a video today, like, an hour ago. It's about a Silver the Hedgehog game that I found. It's, like, an old-ass 2008 fan game. And I'd never seen it before, so I wanted to do a little talk about it. So that's out now, if you guys want to see it.
Yeah,
on my thing, my channel.
Actually, I'll put
Pop, what are you doing?
I'm right now just getting a link to that video to put it in the chat.
Thank you.
But I'm also working on a little video about... I mean, this isn't really relevant to Sonic, but there's been a lot of controversy surrounding some things Zack Snyder said about Batman that are being taken out of context, and I think it's important that we have a level-headed conversation about that kind of thing. So that's kind of a video that I'm working on right now. I'm also still working on Speeding Ticket, getting more animation done, rigging up some new characters. It's a pain in the ass, and I'm learning on the job, but it's going quite well so far. That's where I'm at.
Good, yeah. I've seen a lot of these previews, and I think I was going to say it last week, but we were talking about other stuff. The previews Pup showed me for his little Sonic fan film, like, I've seen the progress. Like, he's learning as he goes. And, like, from the first previews to the ones that are more recent, it's, like, night and day.
Oh, thanks,
like,
man.
He's really killing it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Learning Blender on the job. There's Dylan's latest video, guys. Putting it in the chat now. There you go. All right, then. Well, so concludes another episode of Sunset City. Say bye, everybody.
See ya.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. See you soon.
Get out.